Stephen. Okay, so we're going to bring everyone back up and have them assemble a panel here. And I hope you've been passing questions out to our screeners over here. I thought I'd mention that if the speakers are willing, we're hoping to make the PowerPoints available on our website, if they're willing, of course. That won't work for Adam. And we're thinking about how we can go about making a recording of this symposium available as well. Perhaps YouTube is the right venue to do that, but stay posted in about those things. So,
the only epidemiologies that have done in the oil and gas industry was done in the late 60s and early 70s, and it's the famous 100 cancer times study that was done. I'm not sure the original citation, I'm sure I can find it quickly. But researchers looked at large-scale population and disease studies in 100 counties in the United States where there are major oil refineries, usually on the coast. And they saw an elevated risk of many types of cancer within, they were looking at cancer in particular, elevated risk of many types of cancer within those 100 counties, which is why they're called cancer counties. So anywhere we have large-scale oil and gas development and the processing industry that goes along with that, you're going to have an elevated risk of any number of diseases.
So the next question deals with accumulation in food and whether there's been any baseline testing on alfalfa crops in either Pennsylvania or New York State. And then I would throw in there, as anyone being a hunter myself and enjoying my venison, is there any plans to monitor in wildlife the accumulation of toxin building like this?
There is a team that I've heard of just recently at Cornell. One of them is a veterinarian, Dr. Michelle Bamberger, and she is working with someone at a professor at the Cornell Vet School. They are looking at animals, livestock in Pennsylvania near gas wells, and looking at the effects of the effects on the animals of being near the gas wells and presumably drinking contaminated water. Now, I know very little about this. I'm just, in response to the question, has anything been done to look at the food chain? That's the only thing that I have to offer. Other than that, I'm not looking.
So no programs to plan testing for alfalfa and feed materials?
Not that I'm aware of. I'd be surprised if there were such programs at this point.
So I think this next one may be directed at Adam, who's been sort of left alone. Physicians are trained to look after people's health. Why have so many medical societies refused to take a position on gastronomy?
Well, I think that, in fact, many have. And I quoted a statement from the State Medical Society of New York, which reflected many medical societies actually making a noise about this. In my own medical society in Tompkins County, in response to a talk I gave back in May of last year, there was a resolution passed, and it was unanimously passed in Tompkins County by a medical society, and 75 physicians placed an advert in the local paper asking for a moratorium under the precautionary principle. And I understand that this has happened in a number of other counties. Now, the truth of the matter is that not all counties are on the Marcellus Shale, so I think that accounts for a bunch of them as well. But in fact, physicians have been very active in this. Some physicians, of course, are landowners, and there are different economic issues involved too. But on the whole, I think that there's been a very responsible and responsive approach by physicians in this area.
And of course, the Montgomery County Board of Association has taken a very firm stand. This one's directed to Tony. From what you know of the EPA's funding, are they going to be able financially to effectively evaluate this problem? So, let it hold as well.
Probably not. It depends upon whether the EPA will be executing all elements, implementing all elements of their study plan. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about or don't understand your urgent question, the EPA was tasked by Congress about a year ago to create and implement a study plan on the life cycle effects on drinking water of the development of gas from unconventional sources such as shales. That goes beyond fracking. It's not the fracking study. It's called, unfortunately, in the press, the fracking study, but it's a life cycle study. Everything from which chemicals have to be produced and transported to a site, to stimulate a well, to where does all the waste go, and what are the risks to drinking water. So EPA has put together a broad-based plan that will need 5 to 10 years to execute. So the plan study will not be done by next year, which again has been misreported in the press. Some preliminary results of one component of the plan might be available a year from now. But there was about $3.5 billion earmarked for that entire plan, and that's very insufficient. The EPA knows that. They're counting on additional support from national laboratories by enlisting the assistance of academics and, yes, hoping to get financial support from the industry itself, which will be necessary, absolutely necessary, to carry out one of the major thrusts of the plan, which is the single most important one, in my opinion. That's called prospective studies. So one element of the plan is to look backwards and go to places where allegedly bad things have happened, figure out whether bad things did happen, and then try to assign responsibility. Well, that's interesting. But prospective studies are, let's go someplace where nothing has ever happened, do the baseline studies so that there can be incontrovertible, scientifically incontrovertible results 4, 5, 10 years from now as to whether something did happen. To do that, you have to have the cooperation of the gas companies that are going to be operating in those areas. They have to let you on their sites. They have to let you monitor what you're doing on your pads. You have to have cooperation from the landowners who are going to allow you to go in and monitor their wells starting now and forever. And that takes cooperation. So it's a long answer to a short question, but as it stands now, the $3.5 million isn't enough to do everything they'd like to do.
Okay, well, it's been a long night. It's been an Absolutely.
For anyone who's interested, if you're a student in particular and want to do more research, I have 2.5 pages of references, which is all my information sources, basically, for my presentation tonight. It's on the Cornell Cooperative extension of Tompkins County website. If you go there, CCETC website, and look under energy, you'll find the references there somewhere. Pretty easy to find. Thank you.
Okay, so personally, I want to thank, from my perspective, the speaker.